This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy and Ed, good morning.
And good morning. Good morning. Aaron, good to see you, my friend.
Oh. And Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, oh, yes, Ed, you're over there. Just because I'm in the corner, don't forget me.
It's all right, Dan. It's all right, Dan. You've shaved your head this morning. It looks great.
You noticed.
I did notice.
Thank you.
Speaking of such things as fashion and noticing and things like that, this is nasty, I think. But if your partner, wife, husband gets dressed in the morning and is a fashion disaster, do you tell them or do you just let them go out face the day in what they're wearing, as bad as it may be? Really, guys are probably, I would say, probably worse at this, but Troy and Ed, please.
Would you like to start or should I?
No, I think you need to start on this one.
Well,
because it's mostly directed to me.
Not necessarily, but I have a pretty firm stance on this. When it comes to Troy commenting on me, but also the other way around, is that you kind of earn the right to speak.
Oh. Mm. How do you earn the right to speak?
Well, if you're in the dressing rooms or when you go shopping with somebody, that's when you have every right to say, no, that really doesn't flatter you. But if you haven't done the hard yards in the store, then don't speak.
Oh. You've got no right to talk about someone's fashion sense if you haven't done the hard yards with them to choose the right fashion.
See, Troy says a lot, makes a lot of comments about the clothes I wear, but he does it in the store.
Oh. Before you actually buy them.
Yep. And so I'm quite happy to take any advice because he's putting in the hard yards. He's slogging it out store to store to store, and therefore he earns the right to say whatever he likes.
So it's usually ensembles, you know, how the pants goes with the top and all that sort of stuff. So we already know how these fashion items are going to be put together and stuff like that anyway. So really is in the bedroom, random pieces thrown on because we know they all works on ensembles. And so in the change room, you see the ensemble and said, yes, that works or that doesn't. So you put the hard yards in. If you don't put the hard yards in, you have no right to comment about someone's fashion sense at all.
What if you're not there when the clothes are purchased, but you know they still have the receipt? Does that still count? Does that still count as doing the hard yards?
No, yeah, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but there's some golden rules though, like that everybody has to stick with. You know, if your fly's open, you have to speak up.
Yeah.
If you know, for girls, if your skirt's, you know, caught up in places, need to say something. Mm-hmm. Toilet paper on your shoe, need to say something. Yes. So there's a few musts in there, but otherwise I think you need to earn the right to comment.
Absolutely.
That's my view.
And alternatively, you know, maybe this is one for the girls to think about, a new range of T-shirts that even if, you know, the guy disregards all sense of fashion and all that sort of stuff, and they think they need to get new sets of T-shirts dressed up and or made up and with little things that says on it, things like, I didn't dress him this morning, or he's not with me,
It had nothing to do with me, and a little arrow pointing in the direction that he would normally walk beside you.
That is so good.
Yeah.
There is a fashion label in this, I think.
Of course there is.
Troy and Ed.
It's a female disclaimer for the way her man in her life looks.
Wow.
You know, and you can publicly displays, I have had nothing to do with the way that this man looks.
That is golden. Thank you, Troy. Thank you, Ed.
See you later, guys.
See us.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.